Hey guys, welcome back to English That Sticks, or if this is your first time, welcome. In these four episodes, we are looking at although, even though, and even if. We are going to repeat these a lot over the four tracks. This first track is the general explanation. The second track is the conversation. The third is interesting stuff where we talk about a topic. And the fourth is a translation challenge to put you to the test. Remember, the website Keat English has more information for you. Okay, so let's begin with although. Although, A-L-T-H-O-U-G-H. Notice the pronunciation, not allow or alof. Although. This means aunque. But it means aunque con el indicativo, no con el subjuntivo. Okay? Aunque lo sabes, although you know. Aunque lo sepas, no, this is not although you know. This is even if you know. But we will see that in a minute. Although is not just aunque, it's also a pesar de que. But you cannot say a pesar del calor, although the heat. No, this is wrong. You need to say although it is hot, although it is hot. So, although plus subject plus verb. So, for example, although it is hot today, I am not suffering. Although this car is expensive, I am going to buy it. So, it's like aunque or a pesar de que. Although can also mean but or however. He is rich, although he's not very happy. So, he is rich, but he's not very happy. He's rich, however, he is not very happy. Next, let's look at though. Though can be used in the same ways I have already mentioned for although, and it has another main use at the end of a sentence. In this case, it means however. For example, I am really thirsty. I don't want to drink beer though. Okay, this means I don't want to drink beer, however. So for speakers of other languages, this is a bit strange, but we do this a lot in English. I'm going to the party. John's not coming, though. Which means I'm going to the party, but John is not coming. However, John is not coming. This is probably a bit strange for you, but don't worry, you will get used to it, and we use it a lot. Or expressed another way, this is pretty strange, you'll get used to it, though. Or this is strange, but you'll get used to it, though. It may seem a bit redundant using but and though at the end. However, for us, though for us, although for us, it's not strange. It's really normal and sounds amazing. And how about even though? Well, even though is slightly more emphatic than although, but it's basically the same. For example, even though learning a language is difficult, I really enjoy it. So you're kind of emphasizing like, okay, yes, it is difficult, but, however, I still really enjoy it. You could say although learning a language is difficult, I really enjoy it. But with even though, you're expressing it a bit more, with a bit more emphasis, a bit more emphatic. Now we get to the different one of the bunch, even if this is different. This is aunque más el subjuntivo. So the easy way to think about this is it has the word if, and it refers to a conditional situation. For example, tomorrow it might rain. We don't know. Maybe it will rain, maybe it won't rain. We do not know. This is tomorrow, this is the future. Both possibilities could happen. I say, I am going to go running tomorrow. Okay, I will definitely go running. Even if it is raining. So here, it's a conditional. There's possible outcomes you're saying, but even if it is raining, I will go to run. Now let's compare this with even though. Imagine that today it is raining now. Imagine now it is raining. And I say, okay, I am going to go running, even though it is raining. So here we use even though because it is a fact. It is established. We know it is raining now. It's not conditional. So for Spanish speakers, the trick is to think of even if as incluso si llueve mañana, even if it rains tomorrow. This will help you distinguish between even though and even if better. Now, there is one reasonably common mistake that I want to focus on here. Some people would say something like this.
Although the cost, I bought the phone.
Ah, no. This is the correct version.
Although it was expensive, I bought the phone.
Right. So we cannot say although plus a noun. Although the money, although the time, although the cost, no. We do not say this. Even though the price, even though the cost, no. You need to carry on with a verb. So instead of although the price, you would say even though the price is high. Or you could say despite the price or in spite of the price. But we will focus on them in another podcast. Okay, now it's time to get interactive. We are going to look at the sentence builder. What we're going to do is I'm going to give you sentences that will get longer and longer and longer, and you need to repeat after each sentence. I will leave a little bit of time to repeat, not too much time though, so you will need to be quick. This is quite challenging. Now, I will create an initially short sentence and add bit by bit. So we will build it up bit by bit. And we will look at although and even if. You ready? Let's do the sentence builder. Okay, great. Let's begin with although. Repeat after me. Although this phone is expensive. Although this phone is expensive, I'm buying it. Although this phone is really expensive, I'm buying it. Although this phone is really expensive, I'm buying it right now. Great stuff. Okay, let's do another one. Let's look at even if. Ready? Let's do this. Even if it rains. Even if it rains, I'll go. Even if it rains, I'll go out. Even if it rains, I'll go out for a run. Even if it rains, I'll go out for a run in the park. All right, great stuff. So challenging. If you had difficulty, don't worry, just try again now or another day. Okay, now we've got the theory. Let's look at a lot of examples to hear all of these terms in context. I recommend pausing after each one and repeating. Let's check out those examples.
Some examples.
Okay, first with although. Although I feel like a coffee, I can't be bothered to go and make one. That house was beautiful, although I didn't really like the area. Although I could help him, I'm not gonna. Now with even though. Even though English is hard, I still enjoy learning it. She still really likes him, even though he embarrassed her in front of all her friends. Even though the food was terrible, I had a great time at the meal. Okay, good stuff. We're halfway. Let's look at even if now. Even if it is sunny tomorrow, I'm not going to go to the beach. I just feel like a day on the sofa watching films. There's no way they're going to win the cup, even if they do win their next match. Even if you can find a liquor store at this time of the night, I don't think we should keep on drinking. And finally with though. Though he's really nice, he's not too good at his job. I enjoyed the series, though the end was a bit stupid. The hotel was great. A bit expensive though. Okay guys, so that is all for the explanation. The next track is number 2 in the series of 4. We will have a conversation, quite a challenging conversation. In the conversation, we will repeat these things again and again and again. Then afterwards, I will analyze it and look at some of the more difficult and interesting parts. After that, We have the interesting stuff, talking about an interesting topic, including these things, and then the test with the translation challenge. But remember, in this class, we're not only seeing although, even though, even if, and though. We're seeing loads of other things, like
vocabulary,
a strong side, to beat, pursue, and navy.
Pronunciation.
My sister will be, so the combination of sister and will to sisterel. Penalties, not penalties, and launch.
Phrasal verbs.
Pick up with two different meanings, break out and to be on. Yes, all of this and more, so make sure you listen to the other episodes in this class. Hope you guys are finding this useful, hope you're understanding everything, and I hope that all of this sticks. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you soon.